Top stories this hour at Press TV. In Bahrain, one more anti-regime protester has been killed as government forces launch fresh attacks in the capital, Manama, and several other towns. Human Rights Watch says the Bahraini forces are also targeting wounded protesters. The body says the protesters are sometimes denied crucial medical care as well. In Iran, a number of people, including university students, have denounced the killings of defenseless people in Bahrain. The protesters gathered in front of the UN office in the capital, Tehran, to express their anger. They chanted slogans against the U.S. and Saudi Arabia for supporting the tyrant Bahraini regime. Thousands of Yemenis have again taken to the streets to press ahead with their demand to end the rule of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The protesters also denounced Monday's deadly blast at a munitions factory in the south. Opposition groups accuse the government of involvement in the explosion to create chaos. Two American lawmakers are seeking to block the United States' military intervention in Libya. Republican House Representatives Timothy Johnson and Justin Amash have introduced a bill that cuts all funding for Libyan operations. They argue that the military campaign is unconstitutional unless explicitly authorized by Congress. The Syrian president says his country is not isolated from what is happening in the Arab world. In his address to Parliament, Bashar al-Assad promised reforms but warned against conspiracies. The remarks follow weeks of violence in the country. The government blames armed gangs and foreign powers, especially Israel, for the unrest. And in the Ivory Coast, eyewitnesses say forces loyal to President-elect Alexandre Ouattara have taken control of the capital. Pro-Ouattara forces are gaining ground, but incumbent Laurent Gbagbo still holds the largest city of Abidjan. Violence broke out last year after Gbagbo refused to hand over power to Ouattara, who had won the election. And Japan says it will decommission four damaged reactors at its quake-hit Fukushima nuclear plant. This comes as efforts to bring the overheated reactors under control have failed. Harmful levels of radiation have been detected in the area, and traces of the contamination have also been found in other countries. At least four French troopers have been injured in a car bomb attack in central Afghanistan. Afghan police say the bomb hit the patrol team in Kapisa province. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the act, but say the attack left 13 soldiers dead.